Section 3. Be in shape to drive. Driving is one of the most complex tasks that you will do during your lifetime. It is not always easy to be a safe user of the roadway. Driving is a task that involves risk, and it is one of the few things you will do regularly that could injure or kill you. It is well worth the effort to become a better driver and continually improve your driving skills. Being a safe driver takes a lot of skill, experience, and judgment. Learning to drive and continuing to drive well takes a lot of effort and commitment. Your ability to drive safely depends on the ability to see clearly, not driving while tired, not driving while influenced by alcohol and/or drugs, being generally healthy, and being emotionally fit. Vision. Good vision is critical for safe driving. Your control of the brake, accelerator, and steering wheel is based on what you see. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic and roadway conditions, spotting potential trouble, or responding to problems in a timely manner. Vision is so critical that Kansas requires that a vision test must be passed before you can obtain a license. The vision test measures that you have at least 20/40 vision in at least one eye, with or without corrective lenses. If your vision can be corrected by corrective lenses to meet these requirements, the license issued will be restricted to corrective lenses requiring you to wear glasses or contact lenses while you drive a motor vehicle. Because seeing well is so critical to safe driving, you should have your eyes checked regularly by an eye specialist. You may never know you have poor vision unless your eyes are tested. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses for driving, remember to always wear them when driving, even if it is only to drive to a local corner store. If your driver license says corrective lenses are required, it is illegal to move a vehicle without using corrective lenses. Keep an extra set of corrective lenses in your vehicle. If your normal corrective lenses are broken or lost, you can use the spare lenses to drive safely. Avoid using dark or tinted corrective lenses at night, even if you think they help with glare. Tinted lenses cut down the light that you need to see clearly under night driving conditions. Hearing. Hearing can be helpful to safe driving. The sound of horns, a siren, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. A sudden change in the hum of tires on pavement can tell you the road surface or the tires have changed. The sound of your engine tells you if it is working right. As in the case of bad eyesight, hearing problems can come on so slowly that you may not even notice it. Fatigue. Fatigue is physical or mental tiredness that can be caused by physical or mental strain, repetitive tasks, illness, or lack of sleep. Just like alcohol and drugs, it impairs your vision and judgment. Fatigue causes errors related to speed and distance, increases your risk of being in a crash, and causes you to take more time to make decisions, which can make you more irritable and make you get upset more easily. When you are fatigued, you could fall asleep behind the wheel and crash, injuring or killing yourself or others. Before a trip, do the following. Get adequate sleep. Most adults need 7 to 9 hours to maintain proper alertness during the day. Schedule proper breaks, about every 100 miles or 2 hours during long trips. Arrange for a travel companion, someone to talk with and share the driving. Avoid alcohol and sedating medications. Check your labels or ask your doctor. Ways to prevent a fatigue-related crash while driving. Watch for the warning signs of fatigue, such as having to turn up the radio or roll down the window to wake yourself up, having trouble keeping your eyes open, or drifting from your lane. Stop driving. Pull off at the next exit, rest area, or find a place to sleep for the night. Take a nap. Find a safe parking area to take a 15 to 20 minute nap. Consume caffeine. The equivalent of 2 cups of coffee can increase alertness for several hours. Avoid drinking too much caffeine and keep in mind that it will wear off. Do not rely on caffeine to prevent fatigue. Try consuming caffeine before taking a short nap to get the benefits of both. Driving at night. Try not to drive late at night between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m. The best way to prevent fatigue is sleep. Driver distractions. A distraction is anything that takes your attention away from driving. Driver distractions may occur anytime and anywhere. Distracted driving can cause collisions, resulting in injury, death, or property damage. Taking your eyes off the road or hands off the steering wheel presents obvious driving risks. Mental activities that take your mind away from driving are just as dangerous. Your eyes can gaze at objects but fail to see them, because your mind is thinking of something else. Possible distractions that could occur inside a moving vehicle. Using any electronic devices, for example, cell phones, global positioning systems, GPS, DVD players, dashboard control panel, etc. Adjusting radio, compact disc or climate controls. Grooming, shaving, applying makeup, combing hair, etc., eating, drinking or smoking. Talking to passengers or attending to children or pets in the vehicle. Reading maps or other literature. Picking up something that fell. Possible distractions that could occur outside a moving vehicle. Outside traffic, vehicle, for example, police pulling someone over, crash scene. Sunlight, sunset. People, objects in roadway. Road construction. Reading billboards or other road advertisements. These are things you can do to keep from getting distracted. Avoid using cell phones. If you need to use your cell phone, stop in a safe parking area. Avoid arguments and stressful or emotional conversations with passengers that may distract your attention from the road. Instead of eating while driving, leave a little early to allow yourself time to stop to eat. Be sure children are properly and safely buckled up and give them books, toys or games to occupy their time. Properly secure pets in a pet carrier or portable kennel before moving your vehicle. Adjust vehicle controls before you begin your trip. Take advantage of normal stops to adjust controls or ask your passenger to adjust controls. Do not look at something in the distance. Those things are never more important than concentrating on your immediate path of travel. Review maps and plan your route before you begin driving. If you need to look at a map while driving, stop in a safe parking area. Do not talk with friends in other vehicles or wear headphones to listen to music. These can be deadly when combined with driving. Stay focused, pay attention and expect the unexpected. You must maintain your attention to the driving task. You are completely and solely responsible for operating your vehicle in a safe manner. This includes the responsibility for controlling everything that occurs within the vehicle as well. If you are distracted and you experience a crash, the responsibility falls on you, not the distraction. Aggressive driving. Aggressive driving occurs when an individual intentionally commits an action or a moving traffic offense, which endangers other persons or property. When drivers are aggressive, they lose control of their emotions and use their vehicle to harm others. Some behaviors typically associated with aggressive driving include exceeding the posted speed limit, following too closely, erratic or unsafe lane changes, improperly signaling, failure to obey traffic control devices, stop signs, yield signs, traffic signals, railroad-grade cross signals, etc., rude gestures or language, threatening another driver with a weapon or chasing a vehicle to do harm. To prevent yourself from becoming an aggressive driver, relax and concentrate on driving. Be sure to drive the posted speed limit, be realistic about your travel time and be courteous and forgiving. Drive away from the area, if possible, and report serious aggressive driving. Alcohol, other drugs and driving. Alcohol and other impairing drugs are involved in approximately 40% of all fatal crashes. If you drink alcohol or use other impairing drugs and drive, even a little, your chances of being in a collision are much greater than if you did not drink any alcohol or use any other drugs. If you are under 21. If you are under the age of 21, it is illegal to purchase, possess or drink alcoholic beverages. Alcohol and other impairing drugs affect a person's ability to perceive their surroundings, react to emergencies and skillfully operate a motor vehicle. For new drivers learning complex skills, the effects of alcohol and other impairing drugs is greater. All states have zero tolerance laws, no alcohol in the circulatory system, or similar laws for drivers under the age of 21. Effects of alcohol and other impairing drugs. Alcohol and other drugs reduce the important skills you need to drive safely. Judgment. Judgment is a brain-centered activity that stores all of your experiences and knowledge so it can be used quickly when you face a new problem. Alcohol and other impairing drugs affect those areas of your brain that control judgment. This is one reason why drinking alcohol and taking certain types of drugs is so dangerous. Vision. The most important sense you use in driving is vision. Alcohol and certain types of drugs can blur your vision. Slow your ability can blur your vision. Slow your ability to focus and cause double vision. Your vision helps you to determine how far away an object is and the object's relationship to your path of travel. Alcohol and other impairing drugs reduce the ability to judge distance, speed, and the movement of other vehicles. With increasing impairment, you could drift across the centerline, wander from lane to lane, or even run off the roadway. Vision is impacted at 0.02 BAC for all drivers. Color distinction. A lot of the information you receive on the roadway is from different colors such as traffic signs, signals, and roadway markings. Alcohol and other impairing drugs reduce your ability to distinguish colors, which can be very dangerous. Reaction time. Alcohol and other impairing drugs slow your ability to process information and respond to critical driving tasks. Alcohol and impairing drugs make you drowsy and less alert to what is around you. Alcohol. Never let a friend or relative drive if they have been drinking. If a friend or relative has been drinking, take their keys away. Arrange for a driver who has not been drinking. Call a cab. Have them stay overnight. There is no way to get all the alcohol or other drugs out of the circulatory system in order to become sober quickly. Coffee, fresh air, cold showers or eating will not help to remove the alcohol or other drug combination from the circulatory system. Time is the only medically proven method to remove alcohol or other drug combinations from the circulatory system. It takes about an hour for the body to get rid of one normal drink from the circulatory system. Therefore, if someone has had four normal drinks, they should wait 4 hours or more before they drive. Keep in mind that sober means that no alcohol or other impairing drugs are in the circulatory system of the body. The best advice is not to drive a vehicle of any kind if alcohol or other drugs are consumed. Impairment starts with the first drink. Even one drink of alcohol can affect a person's ability to operate a motor vehicle. With one or more drinks in the bloodstream, a person is visibly impaired and could be arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. Alcohol and the law. If you are found to have 0.08 blood alcohol concentration, BAC, or higher, you are in violation of the law. If you are arrested for drinking and driving, the penalties are severe. If you have a BAC of 0.08 or more, your driver's license and driving privileges may be suspended for 30 days and you may be subject to criminal penalties. In Kansas, if you are under 21, you can also be arrested for alcohol impairment at 0.02%. BAC is the percentage of alcohol in relation to the amount of blood in your body. Even under 0.08, you are still impaired. Under the law, you can still be convicted for driving impaired. An alcohol concentration test measures how much alcohol is in your system and is usually determined by a breath, blood, or urine test. You are required to take a BAC test if asked by a police officer due to Kansas implied consent law. Kansas implied consent law is based on the principle that when you get your driver's license, you have implicitly consented to a lawfully requested test to determine the alcohol content of the blood, breath, urine, or other bodily substance if suspected of impaired driving. You can lose your driver's license for 1 year if you refuse to take a BAC test. If you are found guilty of an alcohol violation and it is your first conviction, you may be fined from $750 to $1,000 plus court costs. You could be sentenced to a minimum of 48 hours in jail or 100 hours of community service, and your license will be suspended. You will also be required to drive with an ignition interlock device. For second and subsequent convictions, the penalties are much worse. Other impairing drugs and driving. Besides alcohol, there are many other drugs that can affect your ability to drive safely. These drugs can have effects like those of alcohol or even worse. This is true of many prescription drugs and even many of the drugs you can buy over the counter without a prescription. Over-the-counter drugs. Over-the-counter drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever, or other allergies are those to calm nerves can make you drowsy and affect your driving. PEP pills, uppers, and diet pills can make you feel nervous, dizzy, unable to concentrate, and they can affect your vision. Check the label on the product before you take an over-the-counter drug for warnings about its effect. If you are not sure if it is safe to take the drug and drive, Ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Prescription drugs. Some prescription drugs can impact your driving and can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. Prescription drugs, such as antidepressants, pain reducers, sleep aids, and sedatives will have an impact on driving safely. Check the label on the prescription and packaging before you take a drug for warnings about its effects. If you are not sure if it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Illegal drugs. It is against the law to purchase, possess, or consume illegal drugs. Illegal drugs can impact your driving and can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. For example, studies have shown that people who use marijuana make more mistakes, have more trouble adjusting to glare, and get arrested for traffic violations more than other drivers. If you are found guilty of a drug-related charge of driving under the influence and it is your first conviction, you may be fined $750 to $1,000 plus court costs. You could be sentenced to a minimum of 48 hours in jail or 100 hours of community service, and your license will be suspended. You may also be subject to other criminal penalties. For second and subsequent convictions, the penalties are much worse. Alcohol and other impairing drugs. Never drink alcohol while you are taking other drugs. These drugs could multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional effects of their own. These effects not only reduce your ability to be a safe driver but could cause serious health problems, even death. You cannot drink alcohol or use other impairing drugs and operate a vehicle safely, even if you are an experienced driver. You should never drink alcohol or use other impairing drugs and drive. It is not only unsafe and irresponsible, it is also illegal. Health. Driving is a complex skill. Many health problems, a bad cold, infection, or virus can affect your driving. Even little problems like a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can affect your driving. If you are not feeling well and need to go somewhere, let someone else drive. There are many health conditions that can affect your driving. Many over-the-counter and prescription medications can affect your driving. Check with your doctor if you feel you may have a condition that could prevent you from driving safely. Emotions. Emotions can have a great effect on your driving safely. They can interfere with your ability to think, can create mental distractions, increase risk-taking, create a lack of attention, and can interrupt the ability to process information. You may not be able to drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or depressed. There are ways of dealing with your emotions. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. If necessary, take a short walk or nap, but stay off the road until you have calmed down. If you are worried, down, or are upset about something, try to keep your mind on your driving. Some drivers find that listening to the radio helps, as long as it is not distracting from safe driving. If you are impatient, give yourself extra time for your driving trip. Leave a few minutes early. If you have plenty of time, you may tend not to speed or do other things that can get you a traffic ticket or cause a crash. For example, do not drive faster than the flow of traffic. Darting in and around other traffic can be fatal. Have someone else drive.